One of the reasons I'm enjoying it is I'm joined in the studio now by a very, very special, two special people. And can I just preface this by saying on the 9th of May 1985 and the 9th of May 1986, my life changed forever because I was privileged and honoured to have two wonderful daughters born on those days. And one of them joins me now in the studio. Carol, good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you getting on?
I'm not too bad.
And of course, we can't forget Jake. Jake, good afternoon.
Hi.
Because you drove Mammy down here, didn't you?
No.
You did. She told me you helped her down. Good man. Thanks for coming in. Carl, I mentioned that the 9th of May 1985 you were born. You're 33 years of age. You've had a tough time of it the last couple of years. Talk us through it.
I did. As you said, I'm 33 years young. As you know, the first week of July 2011, I was diagnosed with stage 3 cervical cancer. Luckily today, I am lucky today that I am, I'm in remission still and I'm fine, I'm healthy. But I have a lot of conditions now, as you know, but I suppose I was just called up in May this year and I was just made aware that I was one of the women at the time. It was 209 women of this smear scandal, and I was involved. But I also do believe that I wouldn't have been made aware at all this year if Vicky Phelan hadn't gone public, and I actually have really appreciate that, because I think...
Yeah, because you've always been admiration of Vicky, because she done... We knew what we knew at the time, but Vicky was going through the battle and she was the kind of... They tried to frighten her or quieten her, didn't they?
Yeah, they tried to bribe her, I think, by saying, if she didn't go so public, would she? And like her now, I would have done the exact same, because at the end of the day, no money is worth keeping it from, as the women affected and as the families affected. I think we had a right to know, and we should have not been made aware of. At the end of the day, when you have to do certain hospital procedures, whatever, you have to sign consent forms for this and consent forms for that. So why was it okay for them then to hold it from us? At the end of the day, I have great admiration for Vicky and, so many other people that are helping out in the group. It's just so, so shameful and disgraceful, that it has to come to such a crisis, But still, I think there could be a lot more done for it, in a sense, with the whole government itself. I just think the only way the thing is going to change is if we have accountability, Dad, to be honest. I think the main point of it all, and for me, is accountability, because, as you know, I did have a case a couple of years ago and it did drag on for 5 years, and I was always made aware that the mistake was with the GP and the gynecologist, but in actual fact, it was to do with the smear scandal and the smear test. And I think they really schemed against me that time, and they lied when I was going through legal proceedings.
And do you still think they were passing the buck from one to the other? That's where the accountability comes in.
Yeah, that was a pure scapegoat. They knew that I knew that mistake, and they probably played on that mistake that I wouldn't find out the other. Because Vicky, now I would have literally opened the lid if I had known at the time,
Yeah, and where you are now, thankfully you've come through the treatment and you're, as you say, you're in remission, and I know you go through, as you call them, NCTs every couple of years, but that's all part of the procedure. But you're very adamant, and you're anxious to get the message out to other women, do not be afraid. And you had a wonderful phrase the other day on a radio station, do not fear your smear, is it?
Yeah, don't fear the smear. It was another lady who actually came to Tracy. She's a very great support to me, as well as many others that come to the Middleton gatherings and stuff. As you know, I was doing weekly ones for a while. And it was a very good, catchy phrase, don't fear the smear, because as much as the smears did mess up, the smear scandal, the cervical check, they all messed up in my eyes. But I do strongly believe if I didn't have the smears in the first place, I wouldn't have known that there was a slight abnormality. So therefore, I wouldn't have known that there was something wrong, And I probably would be in a lot worse situation now if I didn't go. So I would urge people to still have your smears in relation to, but always not to put fear in people, but don't always think the doctor has the best interest either. Do you know, always double check if you've a gut feeling something's wrong.
Well, this is it, you see. People, and I've spoken to people, many people, men and women, and, you know, they go for these tests and they get the results. But now, in your cases, where all the women that got back, was it false negatives or whatever they got back? Like, there's a sense of not trusting the system, but that is wrong. You need to get checked out, don't you?
Yeah, like you can, you know, in my case, my trust has been gone with years because of the mistake with the GP. I'm not sending a letter at the time, and my gynecologist. But like, I always had a lack of trust over that. But now, since this, now I'm literally like, my gynecologist that I was seeing, I don't even have trust in him anymore. And I thought he was like, you know, I used to think I was special to him because he used to treat me so good and really look after me. But now there's other flaws in that. There's one doctor left that I do trust, and she's given me a proper check now, because I feel like even though the mistakes had happened, I'm still falling through the cracks in some sense. But at the same time, like, you know, there is some good doctors out there, and the test, you know, it's still very important to have the test. Like mine, there's fierce confusion with false negative, false positive. Mine was a different case. Mine was slightly abnormal. So it was classed as low grade, repeat in 6 months. But in actual fact, it was high grade, and I should have been seen within 2 weeks, and I was left waiting 12 months.
And it was only at the time of the audit that the audit came out that you found out that you were actually high risk, yeah?
Yeah, well, I didn't find out when the audit came out. Yeah. You know, well, they found out, but this is the argument. Like, at the end of the day, everyone knows the smears, you know, like, you know, everything, like say, for example, you know, like, fertility test or pregnancy test, everything, every test you do always says, they always have to cover their back and say 99% accurate or 95%. Everyone knows that, you know, we know nothing is perfect in the world, you know. But my anger and my distress is really, really on the fact that they thought they had the right to hold this from us. Do you know what I mean? They thought it was okay to withhold our information, our records and our medical life. Do you know what I mean? Like, my files actually stated the mistake was known in Ireland in 2012, whereas a lot of people are under the illusion it was 2016.
Right. And of course, like, you know, this is your story. You've been lucky enough to come through it. But the message you want to get out there is, this is not all about Carl Murray. This is about the other women that are suffering in silence and will continue to suffer unless they do something about it. Isn't that right?
Exactly. Like, I was speaking in Middleton every week, every Friday, and I kind of cut that back because myself, I was physically and mentally drained from it. Like, I was, my whole life was grasped up in it. Like, you know, I've done hardly nothing with the kids all summer. We are going away for a week in a few weeks, hopefully. So, you know, that'll be me now turning off from it all. But in general, my whole time is taken up with it, because I feel like if things were known when, like, mine was 2012, and I keep thinking from 2012 till now, like, imagine the lives could have been saved if they actually admitted the faults back then and not now, do you know? Imagine the lives that would be completely changed now, do you know what I mean? There's husbands without their wives, kids without their mothers, and mothers without their daughters, do you know what I mean? And it's just so sad to see, like, and I just keep wanting to go back to it's basic. The first letter of the alphabet is A, and I think we need to start there with accountability, because I feel if no one is made accountable, like Dad, for example, if a double-decker bus crashed, right, and had, say, 53 passengers on it, and the majority of them passed away, do you know, like, it's the mechanic who knew the brakes were faulty was going to be made accountable. It's CIE is going to be made accountable. So why is it that the government are so untouchable that they can't be made accountable, you know? I just think there's going to be no change till that actually goes into place.
And if you were to sit into a room with one person and get your message across to them today, who would it be? Would it be Simon Harris? Would it be Leo Varadkar? Who would it be?
To be honest, in my opinion, what I've been seeing, they're acting like they're the face and they're the this, but I think there's someone actually up from them now again who would, then that's who I'd like to see. I'd like to see who's calling the shots behind the closed doors, because it's certainly not them, because if it was, it would be sorted a long time ago.
And to people that are listening, and I'm sure there are councillors and TDs and public reps listening, what have you to say to them today? We're on air now.
I'm on air, so I'll be very polite now about this, Dad. Well, firstly, anyway, I did put up an invitation for my gathering March last Saturday. Now, I know that the weather was very bad, as you know. We all got soaked. But I just feel that they should be making more of an effort, you know. They should help out, like, you know, it doesn't matter if a different party has to sit in a room with a different party. Like, at the end of the day, if it was your wives or your mother that was involved, you know, it'd be a whole lot different. And I just think, political or not political, everyone should be standing together and there shouldn't be a division, like, you know.
And...
just to add in there, my friend Danielle Toomey, she's a councillor, you know her down the side as well. She's immensely brilliant, like, you know, she's linking me in with different people, you know, she is, you know, and I just feel it is important, you know, we need to get things changed.
And looking at you across the table now and knowing you down through the years and whatever else happened, like, you were sick for a long time. Thankfully, touch wood, you're back on the other side of it. You're campaigning hard. Do you think, you know, physically you might have got knocked back? Do you think emotionally and psychologically it has made you a stronger person?
Of the mistake of me being sick?
You've been sick, like, you're obviously, you're on a mission, I suppose, at the moment. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah,
get the message out there. Get the message out there to other women. Do not suffer in silence. You're there, the what is it, Stand Up For Women, or there, there's several organisations. Help is out there to get advice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I am joined with Standing For Women, myself. Basically, when I just found out straight away, nearly a week or something, I was involved with them, and they are very good support and stuff, you know. And, you know, they are a great organisation, but even just in myself, like, you know, I've just trying to build up the awareness. Like, there was one woman in particular who is involved in the scandal. She is a woman affected, and she's always up the country, and she did write to me after speaking out for the first time at the national one, and she just said it was just seeing my video, you know, it just gave her that inspiration that she wanted to talk out, and she said it was like a weight lifted off her shoulders. And that's what I'd actually urge to any woman or family that has been affected to this. I think to the government and Simon and Leo and all of them, they all think we're just this number and a sheet, and we're just a person to them, you know, involved in this. Like, half of them probably don't even know what we look like or anything. We're just a name or a number to them, but we're not just a number. We have a name, but we're also human beings. And at the end of the day, if me speaking out and shouting down the road is helping someone else to speak out, then I'm going to keep doing it, because I think the only way we're going to get action is if we all show them, you know, that we are human beings. We do have, you know, feelings, you know. But in relation to your other question, Dad, yes, I do think it made me a bit stronger, you know, like, at the end of the day, like, it certainly put things in perspective. But at the same time, there was a lot of lows after it, and still, you know, I'm constant feared, you know. I could have a pain in my toe and I think I have cancer in my toe, do you know what I mean? It's like, my gynecologist there in April told me I was going for an MRI. There was a mix-up, said I wasn't. I got it in the end anyway, after me going on the radio about it. But like that now, like, I'm in constant fear till I get that result back. And, you know, it's a horrible, like, as I said, I am lucky I have survived the cancer and stuff. But, like, I have bone conditions there that prevents me from even getting off the couch, you know, with my kids, to deal, you know, interact with my kids. I have constant depression because of the fear of this whole scandal now, everything. And not only that, I can't have any more kids, you know what I mean? Like, and at the end of the day, you know, I might have chose not to, but that choice was still taken away from me. Like, there was never option of freezing my eggs or nothing like that.
And of course, this is the point you're making. Your body is your body, and, you know, you're very angry that these people decided to play chess with your body. Your body is your temple, and I think it's the indignity of the way they messed around with these and the other women's bodies and health. That's what's upsetting, isn't it?
That's the upsetting part, because at the end of the day, these are our bodies, like, our records and our rights, do you know what I mean? Like, women fought long enough in this country for their women's rights and stuff, do you know what I mean? And then for some doctors, who were probably women in some cases, literally had the authority to actually, you know, decide. Like, on my file, that the memo came in 2016, on that letter, it actually stated, please make sure this letter gets into the patient's medical file. Like, it should have said, please make sure this lady finds out of this audit mistake. Do you know what I mean? Not to put it into our files. Do you know what I mean? That was, to me, one part of the cover up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was talking to a doctor in the cervical check, and I pulled him, like, my things had discrepancies. So say one sheet said one thing and another sheet said the other, but they were about the same thing. And he couldn't tell me why that was. Do you know, I just think that, like, now they're sending us, we all got forms yesterday in relation to if what we must do in order to get our slides to be reviewed. So we have to follow their guidelines. But there was nothing about them following guidelines when they withheld all this information from us years ago, you know.
Carol, I suppose before I let you go and before we finish the interview, the message is, you know, to women that are suffering or going through stuff, get your public reps, get your doctors first, I suppose, is it?
Yeah, no, definitely. Do you know, I always stress in my gatherings, you know, always listen to your body, you know, if you think there's something wrong and a doctor saying different, always listen to your body, because I did at the time and I'm still here today because of it. But also, I just urge people to stand together in solidarity, do you know what I mean? Whether that's sharing stuff you see on Facebook or like trying to come to an event or something, that's, or, you know, even to fight first with politicians and stuff, you know, just to, we need to keep this highlighted, basically. We need to keep it. I think they're trying to brush it under the carpet and stonewall us, you know.
I suppose you want to get the message out that you're not going away, yeah?
We're not going away, and we're, you know, if anything, the women that are affected are going to be getting stronger together, you know.
Do you feel disillusioned from it all? Do you feel, you know, do you ever wake up in the morning, I know physically and psychologically, but do you ever feel, you know, air to hell with it, let it be?
I have, and I've had them thoughts more so the last week than anything, because I am physically and mentally drained from it all. Like, I am, I do personally think myself, like, you know, in relation to certain aspects of it, like, I am trying my hardest to keep it in the light, and I'm out and I'm screaming and I'm shouting from the rooftops and I'm getting onto this person. And then I was there the other night and I was like, what's it actually doing? Like, what's it changing? Like, do you know what I mean? It's only hurting myself physically. Do you know what I mean? I'm drained from it. But then I'm like, I can't switch off, you know, I need to keep the fight going, not only for me, but especially for the women that can't be here today, you know, it's very important for them. And I think every woman that is still with us that is affected, they need to think, we need to think of the women that aren't here, you know, we need to do it for them as a whole, if no one else, you know.
Well, look, all I can say, Carol, is good luck in your future battles, and I'm sure you will get places. I'm sure you'll get the answers you're looking for, because you usually do, don't you?
Yeah, I try.
As your father, I should know.